Hi, this is Geek Loves Nerd Podcast, episode 8 or 7?
Episode 7.
Is it 7?
Yeah, because we haven't done one for a while.
Geek loves nerd. Nerd loves geek. At least she did. Late last week. I haven't asked. Mainly because she's still living here, and that's more than I deserve.
Brought to you the week of January 4th, 2008. Hi, it's Geek Loves Nerd Podcast. I'm the geek. My name's James.
And I'm the nerd. My name's Jen.
And welcome back. Welcome back. It's Happy New Year time.
That's right.
It's such a Happy New Year for us, too.
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a great year. We're going to get a kid. We're going to get a house. The kid will eventually have a name.
Yeah.
They won't let us take him home from the hospital without a name. That's what I hear. So even if his name's going to be, you know...
Baby Kennison.
Baby J. Baby. As he's been come to be called.
Baby Blank.
Baby Blankenship. But yeah, we had a great Christmas. What's been going on in your week, Jen?
This week's been pretty big because we made an offer on a house. And
That's our main topic. Here's the thing. Why don't we just skip weekly updates and let's just catch everybody up on everything and that'll be the show.
Okay.
And we haven't talked. I think the last time we talked with everybody was right before... Christmas.
I think it was. Yeah.
So, what'd you get for Christmas?
I got the best present ever, an iPod Nano, a new one, video,
awesome.
8 gig.
Awesome.
That I currently have 5 movies
and,
on.
And who got that for you there?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, man. Let me give you some hints. Let's see. He's slightly chunky. He's very, very good looking. Has beautiful kids. Married to this awesome, 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 very large lady.
Did you just call me large?
I meant in a pregnant sort of way. But do you know who I'm talking about?
You might have me stumped on a few of those, but I think it would be you.
Oh, good, good. I think you had it. The best husband ever. I was motioning you to pull the mic away from your mouth just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I
thought it was. I thought
that's
it
me
needed
chewing
to be
on the
close.
Microphone. Hi. Like I got dog. A microphone for Christmas. find out what that sounds like later. What else did you get for Christmas?
I got 2 Wii games.
And how many of those games have you played, Miss Gamer Nerd?
One of them.
And how long have you played that one game?
Not very long. Other people were involved.
I got her, what is it, Cookin' Mom on the Wii, and I got you Brain Age. Or mm-hmm. Brain Age
Brain
Academy,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me Academy, or something like that. And Wii Degree, actually, they call it. And it's still got the shrink wrap on it there.
I know, but you
want to keep it nice, I know.
That's right. It's hard for me to get to the Wii with the baby during the day, and mm-hmm. then I'm tired at night.
Now, the truth is, being the nerd that she is, guys and gals, she reads. I got her a book. She cleared that book out. In like a minute and a half.
It took me a whole week. That was a long
week.
Time.
Gosh, I can't even get through the acknowledgments in a week. Thanks, Stacy, for giving me the help to write this book, and I'm done. I'm done for a while.
You read your blogs on the computer.
Like a madman.
I don't read blogs.
I read the titles.
Oh.
If it doesn't have something to do with gaming... Or something I can afford, I just skip it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, there's a new 90,000-inch plasma mega screen coming out. I don't care. I'll never buy it. Never can afford it. It's got Asian ladies hanging out on it. It ain't even in America yet. I don't care.
So what did you get for Christmas?
We didn't finish with you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you got a big stocking full of stuff. All your
candy
favorite stuff.
That I've eaten so much
from
of.
Multiple places.
Mm-hmm.
Various places, each one proving
that
my devotion
somebody
to
loves
you.
Me.
That's right, dadgummit. That's right, man. Take a hint. Women don't want frying pans.
They want candy, chocolate.
They want stuff. They want the stuff. They want clothes, is what I found. We talked about that before Christmas.
Yeah.
But I did good, in spite of all the issues.
You
but
did.
Here's the thing, peeps. We were talking about budget and all that kind of stuff. I bought her all this stuff Got you the books. I got you, you know, the stocking stuff. What else? I got you just all kinds of stuff. And then last minute, I still wasn't happy. I had to spend all our budget. I went out and got her this Nano.
I know.
And we'll pretty much doubled what we're supposed to spend.
We'll be paying for it for years.
But, you know, she didn't exactly take it back. It's light blue. You don't know how many restaurants, I went to all these restaurants looking for...
That's this. Why you had a hard time.
It was really difficult until I started going to stores. but once I got to the stores, you don't know how many I went to looking for a pink Nano, because Jen had hinted about this pink Nano. And apparently, no, you know, I'd ask people, you have a pink Nano? And they would say no, and look at me kind of funny, and I'd be like, crap. So I'd go to the next store, ask them again, you have a pink Nano? No, we don't. I finally thought to look it up on my phone. So I go to the internet on my phone. I type in pink Nano. And the only pink Nano is coming up in Google Images, which is a little trick for you today, boys and girls. Look stuff up in Google Images. The pink Nano only existed as a second gen generation Nano. The ones with the
one after the one I had.
Yeah. The ones that lasted for like a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. I had been looking all over their place. So all these helpful Christmas time employees were great to tell me that it didn't that they didn't have it, but didn't stop to think to tell me that, by the way, sir, what you're looking for simply does not exist.
Well, they must in God's have thought creation. You were talking about the second gen one.
Ah.
And the shuffle comes in pink.
How come there's not a second gen gen?
Because there can be only one.
Ooh. If the I cut second, off your head, can there be more?
The like second the gen is Jenna.
Okay, that's true. Jenna, gen 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of an improvement on the original.
No, I think it's been a downgrade.
It's
I'm a lot more accomplished than she is.
Because of the merger that you had with the Kinnison clan. That's what happened. Anyway, what did I get? Good question. And I'm ready to go there. I got two of my favorite movies on DVD, Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. Not popular amongst the people that go to church, but I got to say,
not
I got a
very
weakness.
Kid friendly either.
No, but I love those movies. But the humor is just amazing.
They're kind of like an acquired taste.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I love them. I just got to say, sue me. And then let's see, what else did I get? Oh, I got an ant farm, dadgummit. I've been wanting an ant farm ever since I was a little tyke. And I especially have been enthralled with the ones with the gel inside so you can see all the way through it. You know, you don't just see the tunnels that touch the glass. Now with the gel, you can see it in 3D, and it's awesome. It has lights on the bottom. Unfortunately, the only thing an ant farm doesn't come with is ants.
That's right.
And you have to ship off for them. You have to send $4. They're free, but they cost $4 to ship them.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, shipping ants is very difficult. And so we sent off for ants. I'm like, dude, I just paid $4 for ants.
You could have gone outside.
You can buy ants for $4, but if you have ants, you got to pay somebody $50 to get rid of them.
Probably more than 50.
Couldn't I sell the ants that I have, you know? But it is cold outside. There are no ants walking around. It's like I didn't have any ants around my house. I could just save myself the money, leave $4 stuck in a hole.
I think you have to have a special kind of ant for the ant.
No,
farm.
I don't think so. It's just regular old ants.
There's
they
so
even
many...
said it in the instructions. You could pick up ants from outside.
Did
and
they
put
really
them in
say
there.
That?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, but
then
it is
they
cold.
Wouldn't be fresh ants.
Here's the thing about that. They said they're going to come in a vial, and they suggested something that I think the PETA activists would just have a big problem with. They said, in order to keep the ants from basically, when you open the cap, crawling out all over your child's hand and devouring them, they suggest you put the ants in the fridge for 15 minutes. Because they will become more docile, a.k.a. frozen, solid.
I wonder what happens if you leave them in for like 30. Are they just gone?
I really want to know. If it didn't cost me $4 per ant, I would put them in the freezer overnight and then see if they came back to life.
I don't think they would survive.
I don't know, man. Ants and cockroaches and stuff. Mm. They're the smack.
Jenna actually got you that gift, by the way.
Oh, really? Is that why she's so interested? Every single day she's like, it's ants come. Did daddy ants come?
Well, she didn't know she got it for you because she can't keep a secret.
Yeah. Well, Jenna got you some Yankee candles. And
yes, she did.
She didn't keep that secret very
she
well.
She talked about them every single day until Christmas.
Speaking of secret, one thing I got late. I don't know. My sister and brother-in-law and niece came over, and the niece had gotten this Mario t-shirt, and it was awesome, and I made a big deal out of it. Well, a couple days later, Leanne's like, I got you something. It's just a secret, you know, bring it by later. And then another incident later that day, Jenna's just randomly saying, where's your Mario shirt? Where's your Mario shirt?
Yeah, and like, she that said was, it to me. Where's Daddy's Mario shirt?
Yeah, that was Emily's. And I thought she was just confused. I'm super dork. I don't get it. But anyway, she comes in the next day and she's got this Mario shirt that she had bought me. And so
it was very cool.
It's very, very cool. It's black and white. It's from like Kohl's and it has Mario. It's like an Al Pacino style, you know, movie box, Scarface design. And I love it. It's just maybe 1X too small for me.
We'll see if we can find another
need you
X.
Draw a little X next to the 1X on the tag. But gosh, I think that pretty much wraps up Christmas. Oh, no, it doesn't, because I got we got Guitar Hero 3 mm-hmm. on the Wii. And we cracked that thing open. We were so excited. This is something Jen and I got for each other. And we were so excited. We plug it in. We'd had it for months, or at least a month. And the thing wouldn't strum down. The controller wouldn't strum down. And you're talking to people about this, and you're telling them, oh, the controller wouldn't strum down. Even on my own message boards with other gamers, and they're like, well, you could strum up. You could be left-handed player. You could do that.
So doesn't work. No. I tried it, and your thumb is just dying.
Well, and the
and
thing
it's
is,
dumb.
When you double strum, like mm-hmm. I do on the extra hard stuff.
Which I don't do.
You don't do, but that's us advanced geek mm-hmm. players do. It's impossible. You can't. You're hitting every other stinking note. It just doesn't work. So we took it back. We thought we was going to get a return. Ah, they're sold out. Sold
no
out all over the place.
Guitar Hero 3
but I'm very
anywhere.
Happy to say, bring this story to a happy ending. So we just got back from Walmart and they had a fresh shipment. And then we got our Guitar Hero 3. And the biggest question of the day was, when we put the baby down for her nap, do we play Wii or do we do this podcast?
And we might do both.
Jen chose wisely. Yeah, because she's like, we can do the podcast, then play Wii. So if the podcast is a little shorter.
You'll know why.
Absolutely. The best thing I got, though, what did I get on the Wii? I got Metroid Prime 3 Corruption. I got that on the Wii. I played a little bit of that, but I'm finding I need to get headphones so that I can hear it because I don't want to turn it up loud enough just in case there's swears on it. But it's a Nintendo game,
hopefully
so I don't know.
It's pretty clean, but who knows?
And then I got the Orange Box on the PC, which mm-hmm. I'm loving. I'm playing Half-Life 2. Never played that before. Loved the first one back in the 90s. Never had played the second one, so I'm just digging it. The only parts of the game that I hate is when they put you in a room and they're like, oh, there's lots of bad guys coming. There's lots of soldiers. Just hold down the fort till I get there. And then you have to just defend yourself against wave against wave against wave of bad guys. Just keep the turrets up and you'll do fine. I'm so stinking stuck. And I haven't played it for like 2 days here recently. I'll boot it up. I'll get myself killed a couple times. Log back off, you know.
That just sounds awful. I don't know how you make it through the day.
It is terrible. It's awesome, though, because I played so much Portal that now Jenna, our daughter, every time I'm on the computer, she's like, are you playing Portal? And I'm like, what three-year-old knows about Portal?
She knows about Portal.
She knows about it. So
it's just wrong.
Portal? I can't wait until another Portal game comes out, like a fully featured one.
Oh,
I just hope.
I can't either. I mean, it was just so exciting.
Is this the Mock James show?
It is. Well, that's because you're turning into the James Gamer show.
Well, you're asking me, and so I'm telling you. My thing is about Portal, though, is that the first game was mostly teaching you how to play Portal. Really.
Because it's so different than any other video game ever created.
Yes, thank you. It's for amazing. Quoting what I told you, butthead.
I tried to play it, and I think I made it through.
You walked around and looked at the ceiling.
I did.
That's what you did, and fell in the floor.
And it's just like, I couldn't figure it out. This was not a fun challenge because I had no clue what to do. It's like if you said, go build a table. I'd just stare at the wood. It would never happen.
And hopefully you wouldn't walk around and look at the ceiling.
Hopefully
with a
not.
Blank, with a saw in your hand. This isn't working! Anyway. So, yeah, that's what we got for Christmas. The best thing I got, though, I keep saying that, the best thing I got, though, was a stinking laptop table. I'm loving it.
You're using it right now?
Jen, some of you guys, I think Jen has mocked me in the past about having a laptop table that was actually a TV tray, and just mocking me about using a TV tray as a laptop table. She finally, she went out and got me one, and it's nice. It's shaped like a hospital bed. No. It's shaped like a table for a hospital bed. So it's like, you know, shaped like a giant seat. And it's got a different area for your mouse and a higher area.
You can just wheel it around and sleep on it.
You can have dinner off of it. You can serve, you know, steaks on it.
You never have to get up, actually.
It's amazing.
Sleep with your laptop.
It's so awesome. It really is. I don't have to lean over the couch to reach this
TV tray. I think it's better for your posture.
Oh, it's awesome.
And it's safer for your computer.
Well, and there's enough room on one of the pads. On one of the tables, the little tablet, I like to call it, tablet. it's like a tablet, tiny, but it's a tablet.
Tiny
it's a tiny table, and it has enough room for like a hard drive. It has enough room for a drink, a lidded drink, a giant sippy cup, an adult sippy cup, I call it. And it's great. So I'm loving, and it looks like a piece of furniture. It really does.
It's not near as hideous as a TV tray.
No.
I'm glad they're no longer a part of our life.
Well, they were getting kind of rickety. I mean, they're only like $19 at Walmart.
You can't put your $2,000 laptop on a $5 tray. It's just, that can't turn out well.
Yeah. That's like the day you put a $2,000 ring on a $5 country boy. I don't know.
Your ring didn't cost $2,000.
No, we got it at Sam's.
Oh, we never replaced yours.
Nope. We got yours all upgraded, but no, James still got the Sam's quality wedding band that cuts into my finger.
$99. You should have really screamed for that when we had money back in the day.
Oh, well. Speaking of which, our baby, I would love to talk about Jenna and Santa, but let's just say that we did Santa with Jenna today or this year, and for the first time she really got it, and she made the cookies and the milk and the note and all this, and let's just say it was awesome.
It was really very awesome. Cool.
I'll just say this much: when she got up in the morning, obviously the cookies were gone, the milk was drank, the note was missing. I pushed soot out of the fireplace, like, you know, that he'd come out of the fireplace, and we had Jen and I put up Christmas lights, just god awful, all over the walls in the living room, just everywhere, just with tape, packing tape.
It
looked
ghetto.
Like redneck ghetto Christmas,
but
all over the place.
It was awesome.
But dude, I wrapped them up, the banister, up to all the way almost to her door. So when she woke up in the morning, she's wiping the sleep out of her eyes, and she sees this Christmas lights coming up the steps, and as she goes down, and she was just
she was very excited.
Thought she was gonna blow up. I was like, dang, I'll never get that off the walls if she blows up.
That's just yucky.
But anyway, it was awesome. It was a special moment. Our child, in theory, our baby, the one that's coming, has a name, I hear. Have we decided this? Is this something we can talk about? Because we've
I
had
would
people
put it at an 80%.
Well, let me play this real quick. This is from a person that suggested some names. I think this is the right one.
Hey, James. This is Adam Basketball Hill on the Nobody's Listening Forums, but I'm actually calling for Geek Loves Nerd. I have five, actually, J names. There's Jeremy, Jason, Jaden, Jay, and that's J-A-Y, and JJ. That's it. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so Adam had some names, suggestions for child names.
Wasn't JJ on Dukes of the Hazzard?
No, JJ.
No, he was on
not.
Dallas.
JJ, I think, was in Fat Albert or something. I don't know. No, you're thinking about who JJ was, like, Dynamite.
I don't even know what
that
is.
Show.
What's Dynamite?
Oh my gosh, the JJ, he was a black dude in the early 80s, or late 70s, early 80s. And that 3 years makes a big difference. He'd be like, Dynamite.
Okay.
Anyway, JJ, that's who I'm thinking of. But we've kind of settled on a name, I think. You came up with Jonah David.
Jonah David, yes.
Which I hate.
You hated every part of
it.
Well,
I thought of Jonah initially, but I just don't care for Jonah David. I mean, it's not a bad name. I just don't like it.
But I like the name David.
But I came up with James Lewis.
And I think I like it.
James after me, obviously. I don't like my middle name. But my original name when I was born, before I was adopted, was James Lewis, and Lewis after my real father. And so, even though he wasn't much of one, I still like the idea of doing James Lewis. The only issue is that we have is, what are we going to call the kid? Do we call him Lewis? Do we call him Jay? Do we call him Jim? Do we call him Little James? That's what you do in Georgia. It wouldn't even be an issue. Or do we call him JL? But we've decided that JL is too hard to say unless you are from Georgia. And I'd have to slip back into my southern accent for that.
Yeah, we're not having that.
For that, it's easy because you just say JL.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to move your mouth too much. You can say the whole word and keep your mouth open.
Well,
JL.
If we were in Georgia, we could just call him Jimmy Lou.
No, we couldn't. Jimmy Lou would get his butt tore up every 5 minutes. Jimmy Lou, I'll knock you outside the head. I'll tell you what. Not many people know I'm from Georgia, and that until I lost my accent, this is kind of the way I talk.
You need to get rid of your accent again.
It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to talk like that
for
me.
It's awful. It's great. Your sisters can do that too, especially Leanne.
That's really the way we talk. When I was 8 years old, I was like, hey, Ma, I caught a fish.
I know. I've seen that video. It was this big. And your voice is all high.
It's because I was 12, 13, 14, 16. Okay, so the baby has a name. Can we officiate it right now, James Lewis?
Well, I said I'm only about 80%.
What's it going to take to get you that extra 20? Back rub?
No, it's going to take
us. Come on, pregnant women need back rubs.
Yeah, they do, like every day, every hour, actually. Mm-hmm. It's going to take us figuring out what we're going to call him, because that's really going to... Because if I just say James, and then it's James, and James,
okay, people,
and James,
you've heard it.
James.
James is my name. We've already got a Jen and Jenna situation.
Which I hate, because you'll be like, Jen, and you'll mean Jenna.
Because I call Jenna Jen for short.
And I hate it, because I'm like, oh no, I'm in trouble,
well,
and it's
with
the
boy,
baby.
We're going to have two Jameses, so what do you say? I don't like Jamie. I don't like Jimmy. I could handle Jim. I could handle
Jim is not a baby's
Jay.
Name, though. That's like a... 40-year-old man, Jim.
Some babies look like 40-year-old men. They're all squinty-eyed and they don't have any teeth.
Well, they all look like that at first.
But
I wouldn't mind going
by
Lewis, because the name Lewis has really grown on me since that movie. What's the movie with
Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah.
Jenna loved it. When I talked about Lewis, she was like, oh, I like that movie, Meet the Robinsons, that I saw at Leanne's.
I know, and she didn't.
That she's never seen at Leanne's. Okay, so there you go, peeps. If what do you think about Lewis? What do you think about Jay? What do you think about Jim? What do you think about JJ? No, I don't think so.
No, it's Jay, something about the 80s and JJ. It's not sitting well.
But see,
with
Jay
me.
Is usually short for Jason, and that's the only thing about. But if you did Jay as a with a dot behind it,
Jay with a dot,
mm-hmm,
like
it was
the
a
letter,
like
J?
We would call him Jay, the letter instead of J A Y.
But J A Y is just Jay. It's not short for Jason. Not unless their name's Jason.
J-A-Y-S-O-N?
But not if their name isn't Jason, then it's just J.
What if they've won an award?
What award?
Like with their name on it.
Then it says J.
It
would say James.
J dot blah, blah, blah.
No, it would just say James, because that would be his real name.
We're talking about the same child.
I know, so it wouldn't be J dot, it would be James.
I'm not naming my kid J Dot. What's up, J Dot?
That's what he'd have.
What's up, peeps? My name's J Dot.
In school, can you imagine?
Not
it'd
naming
be
my
like,
kid in school.
No.
I'm going to name him before he goes to school.
Listen to me.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, teacher's reading off the roster, and they say James.
What is a teacher doing with a rooster in her?
You're so funny. Anyway.
Okay.
And they say James Kennison, and he would have to pipe up and say, no, I like to be called Jay. How is that spelled? J dot.
J dot, yo. What's up, teach? All the peeps in the his
and
house
that might
in the skizzle.
Work. They might work if we were still living in the inner city,
my
but since J-Dot. We're not.
My name's J dot B. Because he wouldn't actually cuss. He would say word. He would reference
in
everything
kindergarten. He would say J dot B. What kind of kid are you raising here?
A boy, daggone B.
What?
B stood for Betty.
I'm sure.
Like a 50s slang term for woman. Okay.
We're going to have to cancel the podcast right now.
Or rename
it.
Geek Loves B.
What did you just say?
I'm dying. Okay.
I'm going to have to kill you later, so this may be our last episode.
All right, we got
to
keep the show going, people.
This is really long, yeah, isn't it?
No, we're at 24 minutes. We got a few minutes to talk about the last topic. And the last topic is we've been house hunting because we're sick of living in this shotgun house.
Yes, it's actually a town home.
Yeah, but the shotgun house is when you stand at the front door, shoot a shotgun, and it'd go out the back door without hitting anything.
And pretty much it would happen mm-hmm. here.
We've been looking all over the area. And one of the first houses we walked in, I mean, you want to see nice houses. I do when we go out. But the first house we walked in, it looked really good on the outside. A little light green color, nice looking facade. It's a California split. If you're familiar with that, it has like 14 levels. It's amazing.
No, like 3 levels.
And we go inside and oh my Jesus, it's nasty.
Yeah.
It's brown walls.
It wasn't just nasty. It's disturbing.
It's got.
Like someone was killed there. That's what I thought.
It was really, really scary. Brown walls with red baseboards and, and accents. Carpet from, I don't know, like a dugout. Like if you carpeted a dugout, that's what this carpet looked like. Like just nasty.
It's just gray.
There was dogs in there. There's puke. There's poop. The cabinets in the, you know, we could put pictures up of what this. We took some pictures because we couldn't believe it. The cabinets were red, light brown, orange. It looked like something from a 70s McDonald's.
Mustard yellow involved in that too.
There's this and the two things that really set it apart, besides the cloud painted bedroom with a badly drawn Yu-Gi-Oh figure on it, was this 15 foot wide by 12 foot tall splatter painted mural down the entire hallway that crossed over appliances and doorways and molding, and it's got depth to it. Like there's it's a 3D
it's raised.
Thing.
And it's signed. We found out later.
Yeah, signed multiple times by probably all of the people that were high while they did it.
You had to be
but
high.
But in the dining room, instead of a nice little chandelier, they have taken clear vinyl tubing from like Best Buy and wove it together with some rope lights and stuck it. It's just, I'm going to have to put a picture up to describe it on the website.
Imagine.
So be looking for it after you've heard this. It looks like an alien having a baby.
It does.
It looks like an alien baby coming down because it's just this mass of tubes melted together with lights sticking out of it. And it doesn't work, but it's hanging about 3 foot from the ground. I mean,
it's
like
scary.
Jenna could hit it with her head if she walked underneath
and
it.
And your sister wouldn't even go near it.
So,
I don't even think she went in that
we
room.
We threw up all over the place and then left. No, we didn't. But we were like, no heck of a way. No heck of a way. We're not going to do this. We looked at like 1,700 other houses. We finally settled on this nice atrium split.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
And it's beautiful. It had
remote
all these levels
fireplace.
To it. Had. Oh, it was awesome. Oh, you're talking about the first one that we settled on. It was absolutely gorgeous. We called it the coffee house. It had tritone paint. It had a remote control fireplace, like Jen said. It was so rad. It
Unfortunately,
had sprinklers. It had a workshop. It had everything I wanted out of this house. Every single thing.
And unfortunately, it was sold.
It was
when
already
we were
stinking
looking at it.
Sold when we were looking at it. What the heck?
I don't know.
Anyway, we got really upset about that. Not really. I got over it pretty quick. Jen cried a lot, though.
I did not cry a lot. I was just having a bad day.
Yeah, I know. Being married to me, it's every day's a bad day. Trust me, I know. So anyway, we go out to look again. And now I'm describing, we found another atrium split. It's very nice. Three levels. Had this castle room, I called it, because it had like a little room that went up even higher that we were going to put Jenna in. And all these different things. It was just really, really nice. There was a couple things we were going to have to do to it. But for the most part, I mean, it had two decks outside. Mm-hmm. Had a small little backyard that wasn't going to be hard to maintain.
Is it too late to go back to that one?
we go home. We're like going to make an offer on it. And then for some stinky reason, I go, Jen, why don't we buy the brown, nasty, jank house?
Well, let me point out that both of those houses were in the same neighborhood subdivision.
Yes, both of these houses are
so
in the same neighborhood.
One of the big pluses of the one house was where it was located.
Right. Jen liked the location. That's important for the story. So we go and we ask the realtor, can we get into the foreclosed nasty house? And she says, yes. She gives us a code. We go over there with a flashlight, and we look around in the pitch dark. Half the lights don't work. If we thought that thing was spooky in the daytime, at night, it was like Scream and every other scary movie you ever saw, all wrapped in one.
It was like Scream after the people died.
And we're walking around this house, trying to imagine what went down here, and noticing that there is literally poop thrown against one of the walls in the back room.
Which I still didn't notice, and I never want to see.
It's on the ceiling fans, too.
I want it cleaned.
Yeah.
But there was a bunch of fuzz.
So long story short, Jenna, our daughter, still calls it the flashlight house.
Because we had to bring a flashlight to see her.
We made an offer on it. Can we talk about the numbers? Can we do that? Can we brag a little bit?
I think we can just say...
It's a $180,000 house.
But I don't think we should talk about that specifically.
And we got it for $134,500.
I think you need to edit that out.
Why?
Because it's just business. it's personal financial business.
I don't think so. I think it's awesome. I think it's rad.
Although it is public record.
Thank you. Okay, peeps. We got a stinking killer deal on this house, and we're going to fix it up. We've got some money. The thing is, I've got 2 months before this baby's born. I got to have us in there. We close in a couple of weeks. And then that sets us me back like to a month and a half.
Mm-hmm. About 6 weeks.
And so we're trying to set up as much as possible ahead of time. So Geek Loves Nerd for the next couple of months may turn into a reality television show type thing.
Where we yell at each other about the status of the house.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get along though.
But mostly, I'm not really doing anything.
No, you're making phone calls and not painting.
I can't paint.
Nope.
Well, I can paint, but I can't strip stuff down. Plus, I don't think my painting skills are acceptable to your standards.
No, I don't think you have to worry about any painting. So anyway, I think that pretty much catches everybody up. We made an offer. We actually offered 130, and they came back with 139, and we came back with 134.5 and got accepted. Woot woot! So be happy for us, peeps. The Kinnisons are moving into a nasty house. Actually, it won't be nasty when we get there. We got floor guys coming out. We got inspectors coming out. We're gonna have that thing spanked up very quickly, and it's the way we roll. Our first house was a foreclosure, and we did very well on it.
Yeah,
lived in it for 7 years or something.
It wasn't quite in that kind of condition, though. No.
At least this one has doors. We're gonna have to replace them all. But anyway, we have some questions for the Ask Jen segment.
Okay, I'm ready.
Through real quick.
My favorite segment.
Here's my Ask Jen question. I don't have who this is from, unfortunately. James often calls himself fat on his several podcasts. Is this true? Is James fat? Anyway, that's all I got. Merry Christmas.
That's a mean question. No, James is not fat.
There you go, folks. James is not fat. But why would I say that I was fat?
Because you think you're fat.
Am I skinny?
No, you're not skinny.
Am I husky?
You're probably what you would call husky.
Don't wear the big boy pants.
You would wear husky pants if you were a small child.
And I wear a double X shirt. Like, but that's not uncommon anymore for guys with muscles.
Except you
and
don't.
And fat, like
you don't
me.
Usually work out.
But I'm I have a little around the middle. I'm a little less than fat. I think really, truly fat guys are guys that have fat legs. You have to have fat legs to be a truly fat guy.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy with fat legs.
I have. And those are truly big people.
Apparently.
But I don't have fat legs or fat arms. So no. I'm not fat. I just have a little around the middle and around the neck area. I have several chins and I enjoy each of them.
That's okay. Your daughter has 2 chins and she's pretty stinking skinny.
She's 3. Okay. Here's another one. What do you think about all this podcasting at your house? Does it ever get annoying to you? And do you think there's a better name for you than nerd? Signed, Caleb, age 13, from Louisiana. So,
I think nerd helps me stay anonymous, so I'm okay with
okay,
that.
Okay, Jen.
Oh yeah, don't call me that.
Oh, stalkers. So, what do you think about the podcasting at your house? Does it ever get annoying to you?
It does because there's a lot of cords and.
But I think he's under the impression that all of my podcasts are.
Yeah,
done at
nobody's
the house.
Listening is not done at the house. CM Monthly's not done at the house.
That's right.
This is really the only podcast done at the house.
And there are cords in the house until after the podcast.
Right. You've even found a place for it.
We have a podcasting drawer that all the mics go in and everything.
And once we get out of this place, it won't be a big deal because the podcasting will probably move to the basement.
And I will be able to do some of the podcasting at home.
Yeah.
Which would be nice. No, I do. Nobody's listening on Monday nights right after work in my office. I do CM Monthly, my children's ministry podcast, during office hours, and because it's technically ministry. And then we do this one now on Friday afternoons while the child is sleeping. So there you go. You can send your questions for Jen for the Ask Jen segment to geeklovesnerd@gmail.com and just put as the subject Ask Jen. So I'll be able to filter those out.
Do you have any questions for Ask Jen?
Why haven't you played all your Wii games? Is it because you don't like them? Should we return them? One of them still has the cellophane. I could turn it back in and I could get something cool.
You could get something cool?
Yeah.
Like what?
Sing Star for High School Musical?
Well, I definitely wouldn't play that because no one would want to hear anything.
Jenna would love it. This is an email. Hey, James and Jen, seeing as you need help for baby J names, it's a little old, I guess. I have come up with two, which you haven't talked about in your show. One was actually my nickname at summer camp, Jebediah.
Didn't you play this before?
No.
Maybe you read it to me. Okay, sorry.
Jack. And also, you could use Caleb as the middle name. Yes, I want a podcast namesake. Think about it. Jebediah Caleb Kinnison or Jack Caleb Kinnison. And that came from Caleb.
So, really?
Yeah.
I'm so surprised it came from Caleb.
Hi, James and Jen. First of all, I have to tell you, I'm not patient enough while listening to the Geek Loves Nerd podcast to wait till the end to see where the email address is, so I'm sending it to nobody's listening. I have a daughter who was like Jenna in the It's Not Christmas thing. Remember the Christmas time?
Christmas yes.
Day. She says she calls it persnickety. Her daughter, Zoe, is 6.5. She is so freaking particular that her words, and always has been, lately, I'll tell her to get her mittens, and she'll say, they aren't mittens, they're gloves.
Boy, that sounds like somebody we know.
There are times I want to scream, whatever! The things that cover your hands, get them on! Before I give you the beat down. When she was younger, she would ask permission to do something, and we'd say, sure. And Zoe would refute our reply and question why we said sure, because we should have just said yes or no.
Wow.
Why would we answer yes or no question with sure? Because it doesn't mean the same thing as yes. And then, of course, our daughter, she's like, she says sure to us.
Yeah.
And then she also says, no, I'm good. Because I'd say that all the time.
Yeah, I think I
you
do.
You need to go to the bathroom? No, I'm good. It's all good. And then yesterday, she was helping my dad with something. And since we were working, she wanted to get paid. So she pulled out his coins, which are in a men's circular flat kind of wallet that you squeeze and it opens up. I've seen those. He called it his coin purse, and she just about had a cow, and she needed to correct him that it was not a purse. It was a wallet.
Oh, wow.
So on to the name Jasper. I forgot about Jasper. She says she loves it. It is to a name. Matter of fact, it's her cat's name.
To what the daughter said?
No. This is Kim, the lady that wrote the email.
Uh-huh.
She says that she loves the name, and it is a name. It's her cat's name.
But she'll tell you something. Cats and humans should not share names.
And so she says she loves the podcast. You poor thing, I can't believe your mother made you give your Christmas presents up. I loved your confession about cutting David's finger off and about died listening to Ugly Becky. Those are all Nobody's Listening references. If you haven't checked out Nobody's Listening, go to nlcast.com or look us up in iTunes. And the one she's referencing is the Best Christmas Ever episode, episode 49. So that's from Kim. So thanks, Kim, for emailing us in. We have a couple of voicemails that I will play after the show. Unless you want to do them now. I think we've gone enough.
Are they kind of commenting type voicemails?
Well,
let's
see.
Like,
here's one right now.
Hey, this is a message for the Geek Loves Nerd podcast. I was just wanted to give my regards to Jenna. She's a really good singer, and I hope we get to hear her again. This is Caleb from Louisiana. So, and keep doing your show. I love your show. I love Nobody's Listening and Geek Loves Nerd. So thank you. Bye.
I think he said that because he wants us to name the baby Caleb.
I don't even know if it's the same Caleb, but
well, he probably wouldn't mind either.
Well, I think that pretty much wraps up for our show. Remember, you could check us out online at geeklovesnerd.com. You can find our forums through there. Also, email your comments, questions, ideas, suggestions. whatever you want to geeklovesnerd@gmail.com. And then you can phone in comments to 206-600-5704. Is there anything you'd like to say, Jen, before we go?
No, just send more Ask Jen questions because it's my favorite segment now.
All right, folks, you heard it. We'll see you guys next week. Loved you.
Loved you too.
Nerd loves geek. At least she did. Late last week. I haven't asked. Mainly because she's still living here, and that's more than I deserve.
Hey, this is Caleb again for Geek Love Nerd. I just wanted to tell you something funny about every time I hear your theme song, when you say I haven't asked, I keep thinking you say the A word. And I just thought it'd be funny to tell you that. Thanks. Bye. Hey, this is Caleb again. I was wondering why that on that show 4. The picture just says Geek Love Nerd instead of Geek Loves Nerd. I was looking at that, and all of the other shows have Geek Loves Nerd, but on show 4, it says Geek Love Nerd. Just wondering. Bye.